All right, let me know when we're actually doing the show.
Well, we're actually doing it right now as I'm talking.
Oh, we are? Oh, my God.
Of course we are. I already hit record.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you
so much for having me. I love being on your show.
Well, I had to get you in the warmth because I can tell you that street corner starts to look a little cold.
Don't put this in the show.
But anyway, no, because you're not that. No, I know that. Seriously, I'm just kidding.
Why? That sounds like a fun life.
Yeah, I'd take it any time. But
sure.
Yeah, but I do want us to. But see, honestly, if I have to be honest, because I wasn't honest before, what it is, we live in a. Anybody can agree upon, like, I think I don't care where people are in the world right now and who they believe in and where they stand or whatever, anything. It's gotten a little crazy. Cray cray.
Yeah, it's a little cray cray.
Cray cray. So I love the fact that we have plans we can blame them on. And I know for a fact a few of them are coming up. I mean, seriously, because what are we going to do? Who are we going to blame it on?
We have an eclipse coming, right? This Thursday in the sign of Virgo. and it's going to be...
this is going to be a very structured eclipse.
Be very structured. It's going to be, you know what it's going to be with this Virgo energy is us ripping ourselves to pieces and putting ourselves under a microscope, right?
Yeah, we're going to put it in order, like really.
Yes.
Alphabetically ordered. Neat.
Yes, very neat and clean. And yeah, unfortunately, Virgo, I don't know, whenever the sun is in Virgo or something is in Virgo, I tend to just, you know, shred myself. But yeah. So I it's funny because I was having a conversation with David and I was like, I don't know. I feel like I'm having like an existential crisis and career wise. Like, I don't know. I'm so mixed up. I don't know what I want to do. And I feel stuck. And then I read the, you know, the whole gist on what, you know, was coming with this eclipse. And it said, it's going to feel like you're having an existential crisis in your life. I was like, oh, I'm like the poster child for this eclipse, apparently.
Well, I can tell you there's something existential going on in me. I don't know whether it's a crisis or whether it's a cry for help or because I can tell you one thing is that if I fall another time again, because it doesn't matter where I am in the world, apparently I'm good at smashing my face on the pavement.
You are very good at that.
Yeah, apparently, you know, this time it was the ice. And you know what? Like, you know, most people, when they slip on ice, they go backwards and fall on their ass, right? I don't know how I did it. I took it forward instead.
Oh, God, honey. I'm sorry. That's not very fun.
No, it's not. Seriously. And I said this, and this sounds really bad, right? But so my hands, they look like I have this like the Christ syndrome because it looks like I've been crucified, right? And then I hit my lip. My teeth were not hurt, but then there was a sore. So I looked like Hitler. I mean, seriously. So I looked like Christ and Hitler in one. I was like, okay, God, you really have a sick sense of humor.
What is happening? The universe is a sick fucker.
I can tell you, like, I thought that, okay, thank God the lip has now healed, but I still have on my hands. But yeah, but why are we talking about
all
that?
Right. I'm going to make you feel better.
Yes.
I'm going to make you feel better. Today, I had a beautiful day. I really did. I can't complain about my day. I had a wonderful day, but it didn't end. The end of the day didn't really turn out so well. I took the dogs for a walk and somebody didn't clean up after their dog. And I stepped in this very large pile of crap with my brand new sneakers on, which I was not very happy about. And then when I got in the house, I was opening up the freezer because I wanted to find something for dinner for me and Jonathan. And all this stuff just came flying out the freezer and hit me in the toe. And my toe was just squirting blood everywhere. I was like, what's happening right now? So, you know,
we're cracking open. We're cracking open. Seriously, it's very metaphorically. You're getting rid of the crap in your life, apparently. Literally. There's a crack open to get it out.
I think stepping in shit is good luck, right? I don't know. I just.
You know what? It's the same thing when a bird flies over you and they shit on you. It's apparently also good luck, but I can tell you, it's no fun when you come up from the underground in London and you're going to a restaurant and you're looking really nice and you have bird shit on you. Sorry.
No, bird shit is gross. A bird shit on my head. I looked up and it shit on my lip.
thank God.
Yes,
your mouth wasn't
you.
Open.
Thank God it wasn't.
And why do they have to do that? Seriously, could they?
Aren't they just a designated spot?
Well, just get house trained for God's sake.
The world is their toilet bowl.
I know. It's like okay. Well, maybe we should all just be like that. Okay. I gotta go right now. I don't care. I don't care if I'm in the middle of Walmart. Okay. Bye bye. Okay.
I was talking to David's mother during text while that thing fell out of the freezer and hit me in the toe. I'm going away for a little while. My toe is bleeding. I explained to her what happened, and she was like, I know what's happening right now, Christina. Do you want me to tell you? Everybody makes fun of me because I say that to them. And I said, yes, Lisa, please tell me. And she said, it's all those people that you put in the freezer. They're after you now.
Oh my God, that reminds me of something that we promised. We are gonna share a few spells, aren't we?
I think we might talk about
But you know, you know who's gonna be put in the freezer the most after we give them this little freezer spell, right?
Oh yes, I do. I know.
I'm not even gonna go there, but
if we all put them in the freezer, it might have an effect.
Well, I don't know. I honestly can think of worse people. Trust me, I think up here in Canada, I can think about somebody I'd rather put in the freezer.
Well, let me know. Me and Oliver, I put people in the freezer together.
Yes, Christina and I, we have this. So we are good old witches, and we're pretty good at it, actually.
Yeah. I put quite a few people in the freezer, and you know what we're talking about is the freezer spell. It's a very popular.
But we don't go out and chop people up and put them in the freezer.
Yeah,
you know?
Don't do that.
Apparently, you get arrested. Well, apparently, you get arrested for it.
You do. It's illegal. In all countries. It's frowned upon.
Yeah, it's frowned upon. It is frowned upon. But so we do it the kind way. The kinder way.
We do. I don't know how it started. Was it you who started the freezer spells, or did I come up with it? It's been around for a long time.
No, I was just being your you were being my wailing wall, and I was just crying my heart out because I was not happy. And you said, well, have you ever thought about putting that particular person in the freezer? I said, what? You want me to go and whatever? No, the spell. I was like, oh, that spell. No, that actually, for some reason, did not occur to me.
Yeah. I mean, people have been doing it for thousands of years, I think. And
but most people don't do it.
Yeah.
But it's also a very effective spell. So one thing that you really have to be careful with, it not to be too doomsday, but you have to know what you're doing and who you're doing it to. And you have to really sit and meditate. Do you ever want this person to come back in your life again? Or are you done with everything that's being said? Because they will be gone.
It's true. I put my ex-husband in the freezer. And we all know how that ended up.
Well, I can really tell you if the FBI or CIA or KGB or whatever they're called out there, and the police. Yeah, if they're like, oh my God, I saw this joke today. It was from Denmark. This is one of those TikToks, you know, because everybody needs to go viral these days. So they're coming up with the craziest thing. This was actually very cute. This girl, she filmed herself. She went up to the phone and said, oh my God, I gotta go because my dad just called me. He said that they found my husband in the lake and he's dead. I gotta go now because that's not where I put him.
Oh my God. Oh my.
Oh fuck, that was hilarious.
That really is funny. It really is funny. I mean, I don't even have the freezer spell in front of me verbatim, but like you can look it up on the internet. It's all over the internet, right?
Oh my God, there are like so many variations of it. I
There's
would.
different variations. I think you got to do one that feels comfortable for you, but in all fairness and seriousness, it I mean, me and Oliver love to joke around. It actually works.
It really does work. And the
And
thing is that, but it's the intention behind it, right?
it is, and I think also it has to do with like if you're ready to have boundaries in your life and you've kind of moved into a space where it's like an extra amount of energy behind it, right?
Yeah.
I put people in the freezer that just wouldn't go away, and I would say that
I'm still here, so apparently I
Oh,
haven't
I
been in the
would
freezer
never
yet.
put you in the freezer. But I think if I put somebody in the freezer and they still stayed in my life, there was something else for me to learn with that person, right? So that's not always how I look at it. But I've put people in the freezer, and the most unbelievable things have happened. So like you could kind of tweak it. It's like you could tweak it to where like you never want to hear from that person again. They're just completely blocked from your life, or you can just set them back a little bit and they're not like in your face all the time. You hear from them a little bit. I mean, I put somebody in the freezer. I can't say who it is because no, I can't. And
I know,
they were in my
I
life
know who it is.
on a daily basis, busting chops. And then all of a sudden they moved away and it was like, okay, bye. And I mean,
Wasn't
I
I the
put
one who
people,
moved to Borneo?
I put somebody in the freezer for somebody,
Yeah.
like literally minutes before they had to have an interaction with them. And this person did not speak to them the whole time. I could say it because nobody's, David's not going to listen to this, but he had to interact. The house was sold and he had to interact with his ex-wife, because it was, community property. And she was coming back to the house just to pick up a few things. She hadn't been in the house in a couple of years. And I left the house because I didn't want to see his ex-wife. And he was like, I just don't want her to talk to me. And I was like, okay, I'm going to put her in the freezer with the intention that she is not going to speak to you. This girl did not even make eye contact with him the whole time she was in the house, never uttered a word to him, which is very out of character for her. Like she was always talking, always in his face, always, And he was like, how the hell does that work? I'm like, I don't know.
Well, it's just like, I mean, the last time I did it, that you and I, we were,
Yeah, boy, did that work.
yeah, but it had a very unfortunate outcome because, and this is the eeriest part, which I have nothing to do with because I did the whole spell with pure intentions, no ill will, other than
No, of course not.
it's about time you get the fuck out of here, and
Yeah.
For some reason, this particular person, I don't know why, how, and what happened, the person was within the same house where I was. 30 minutes later, that spell was gone from the freezer. And the person had found it. And I called up Christina. I said, you do know what that means, right? And she said, well, what's going on? And I said, that spell was interrupted. It's on its own now. It can take any kind of shape and form because it has not been finished.
I still have him in my freezer in the house that I sold. He's in there. Because remember, I put him in the freezer too for you. We did it together, remember?
Together, but wasn't that right when I said this is not going to be pretty?
No,
When if I
you said he took himself out. So that I don't, the intentions I put behind it can be disrupted or something. I was just like, oh my God, Oliver.
No, I just knew that if like that should never. So if people out there want to do this spell, just make sure that it can't be, well, it can't be found, or at least that when you put it in, that it's sort of like masquerade. It's sort of so. Well, I don't know how this person found it, but I took it out. I don't know, but just know that because otherwise, because I can tell you, it came with the police involved and everything else.
Yeah, it didn't work out very well for him, but
No.
But that spell did work, and I've seen it work. It's not that you put an ill intention against somebody, because that's black magic. You don't want to. There's no black magic. Me and Oliver don't do that. We're asking for the person to be removed from our life in whichever way the universe sees fit. I've seen people move away. I've seen people just get so busy in their lives that they just didn't have time to talk to me anymore. And I've seen various different things happen, but you never want to do a freezer spell where you're putting ill intentions is what me and
I would
saying.
Say any kind of spell. You don't want to put ill
intentions. No, because that's black magic. That's dark magic. That's not light magic. We practice light magic, everybody.
And make that clear.
And
regardless of what you think about spells, is that what you give out comes back. I mean, karma's a bitch.
100%, always.
And so remember, if you do black magic, you've got to be very, 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 very careful, because it will come back and it's not going to be as pretty as what you put
out. And it always does. And I've heard so many different stories about that. Although, I mean, like, I don't know, like funny spells, like can you do like an itchy crotch spell on somebody? Is that considered dark?
Well, I think that, Christina, why don't we start like practicing spells and we can write a book about it?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I love it.
Yeah.
I've been very interested in spells lately. You know what I've been interested in?
We could call the book Welcome to Christina and Oliver's Lair.
Welcome. Come on in. I've been interested in spells and dreams lately. Like a lot of... I love dream analysis. I love it.
I love that.
Yeah. Dreams are so interesting.
Well, dreams are very important, you know. Like I think that dreams are where you resolve everything that you need to resolve. I also believe that dreams are there to take you into those realms where you're living your parallel lives.
100%.
Yeah. Because sometimes, you know, we do something, as they say, you do something in this life and it has a ripple effect into all these other lives that you're living simultaneously. And you want to make sure that there's no curves on that line, because otherwise it can sort of have a very weird effect all over. So I think we use our dreams to go in there and rectify that.
Yeah, I totally believe that. I know that dreams, I mean, they could take on different meanings. Like I know dreams, 90% of them are symbolic. So all these crazy things happen in dreams, but the universe speaks symbolically to us, right? So like I had a dream, you know, one time, I don't know, a long time ago, where I was in the backseat of my car trying to reach the steering wheel and the car was driving itself and I felt so out of control, I couldn't reach the steering wheel. I mean, it's very simple to figure that out. Like you feel out of control in your life. Like that's an example of the symbolism that comes in dreams. Some dreams are prophetic, right? Like I've had those dreams something has happened, right? You've had those before and then it acts out in real life and you're like, holy shit, you know? Yeah,
it doesn't happen often to me, I have to say. But it has happened, you're right.
I've had it happen to me. It doesn't happen often, but I do have prophetic dreams every once in a while. As a medium, I will have dreams about, spirits will come to me in dreams and tell me how they passed away. And then maybe a couple of weeks later, I'll hear from them. I'll get a call from somebody who wants to reach them. And I'm like, oh, they already visited me in a dream.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, things like that. But I think, you know what I think is so fun in dreams is flying is the best in dreams, right? And
I love it. And don't you love it when you can control it?
Yes. So it's, what is that called?
Control your dream?
Lucid dreaming. Yeah. So all of a sudden I'll know that I'm dreaming and I'm like, oh, I'm dreaming. Let me start flying because I love it, right? I'm going to start flying. I love that. Lucid dreaming is... I haven't done it in a while, but God, it's so fun.
This is hysterical. Okay, this is really dumb, but it's true. It's hysterical. I have one dream where I had this, I wanted to fly, and because I wanted to fly, so I would run and try to make myself lighter so I could fly, and then eventually it didn't happen. And I remember in the dream, I was thinking, I need to lose weight. It was so dumb. How the f- it has nothing to do with being overweight, then you can't fly in your dreams. But there you go.
Oh my God, dreams. I love dreams, and I love doing dream analysis. And when I was in school, doing, getting a degree in metaphysics, I had to have like a major, and I did it once for meditation for my master, for my it was my what is it, what comes after associates? Why can't I? Why am I at a blank right now?
Associates,
Bachelor's, yeah,
yeah.
bachelor's. I did meditation, and then what comes after bachelor's is master's. I did dreams. I just loved it so much. Yeah, I mean, and David, he every time he has a crazy dream, he's like, "Babe, what does this mean?"
Well, I mean, like, but isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? You can meet the biggest skeptic on the world. I'm not saying David is, but you
He
can meet
can
the
be. He can be. You're not far off the cuff.
Okay, but you can meet the biggest skeptic, but they will always dream. They will always say, "I know you're what's going to happen when I go into the office tomorrow? Or what did my dream mean? Or what does my chart say today? What's that mean?" I'm like, I thought you were a skeptic.
So it's weird. He can be with certain things, but he definitely believes in the spells, because he definitely comes from a family where there was like, a grandmother who was, into that sort of thing. But he definitely believes in that, and he loves the dream stuff, loves it, because he's like, I would have never thought that in a million years that's what that meant. And like, oh my God, it makes so much sense, Yeah.
It is interesting because it's sort of because I again I have really come to this realization because we live in this world that is, I mean, for the most part, when we walk around on this planet, we don't know what's right, what's wrong. Well, we don't know what's true, what's not. We don't know if it's real or not real and everything. Oh, well, it hasn't been scientifically proven. And I'm almost like, and who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Science is just another step to find something else. I mean, it keeps changing, and
Yeah.
it's like science is just an excuse for like, okay, well, I just played God, and I know, and now I know what happened because it's scientifically proven. And it's like, yeah, you may have like that. It's and if you keep seeing examples of that in life that keeps moving forward, right? But it's not always so clear again. So I have really stepped my toe. I've really put my toe in different waters over the past little while. Yeah, probably also because Raven and I, we're doing the rabbit hole. It's a
I
fun
love her
show.
so much.
I love it too. And it's so fascinating because
That
what you,
Capricorn mind, right?
well, we're both Capricorns, right? So
I
we say,
know, it's
we
one
sit.
mind when you guys are together.
It really is one mind. And it's like we just sit there and it's just like, but what I realized is that one thing is for sure, we don't know. And pretending because you hear on whatever the news or this is what you see in front of you and all that, you don't know. You just don't know.
Yeah, I think too, I think male energy is less to absorb and believe things that they can't see with the eye, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
And
that's true. That's true. Well, that's known. Yeah.
yeah. So I think, like with David, I've expanded his mind so much concerning things, right? But
The tables are gonna turn one day.
yeah, for sure. And I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's funny because somebody came up to me and his family, and they said to me, so I heard what you do for a living. And I'm like, I haven't heard what you do for a living. What is it that you do? I'm trying to and they were like, well, so I heard what you do for a living, and I'm not really sure that I believe in that. And I was like, oh, well, that's okay. I says, we all have a right to our own, opinions. And I, tried to change the subject, and they said, well, the only way that I would believe you is if you proved it to me. And Oliver, I don't know where I get my balls from half the time, but I just looked this person dead in the face and said, I have to be honest with you, I can care less what you believe and what you don't believe, and I have zero interest in proving anything to you. And I said, but it's really nice to meet you.
Oh my God, I love you so much.
I don't know where people actually think, like, you know, like, what do you do for a living? You're a carpenter. I don't fucking believe you. Come build me a house.
Yeah, or you know, I don't believe you're a baker. I don't believe in bakery and how bread is made.
I'm gonna need some fresh bread.
So could you please just drop everything right now and go out in the kitchen and bake me some bread, and then I'll believe it.
Exactly. Like, I just don't think that people realize what the hell they're saying. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't care. Like,
it's like, but it's what they say, you know, when you believe it, you'll see it, not the other way around.
I know. I just think it's funny that people, you know.
I know. I think it's hysterical. I have this.
I give zero, you know what. I could care less.
I said that, but that was a beautiful response. I fucking love it. Oh, I love you. if I had been standing right next to you, that would have been an Oliver and Christina scenario.
David looked at me and he went, oh my God, babe, I love you.
Exactly. But it's not the same, but it's like kind of funny, you know. So Dan, my good friend here in Toronto, he took me to his friend Shelley's birthday party, who's also a very wonderful girl. I love her. And so she's invited all these people, and Dan, you know, she knows what I do and Dan knows what I do. But she told all these people that I'm a mind reader. I didn't know this. And I came to this party.
For Christ's sake.
I know, but I came to this party and everybody was walking like a big circle around me and no one wanted to sit next to me. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Is my perfume or what the hell am I? Am I that ugly or should I have shaved? Or until, you know, I was like, I said, Dad, weren't they a little rude? There were some people came up and talked to me. For the most part, they sat like 5 feet away from me. He said, oh, Shelley told them you were a mind reader.
I have experienced that so many times where people just get very strange about it, right? You know, and they just
but what I think is that it says more about them than it says about me.
Of course, 100%. I mean, I've been at family. I'll never forget. I was at a funeral once, and I don't remember who passed away, somebody obviously in my family. And there were some distant relatives that, you know, were there from Canada, I think, in fact. And I mean, I probably met these people when I was a child, but like, I have no idea who they are. And one of my mother's cousins or something just kept coming up to me and like giving me this weird look and acting all like sketchy around me and like really like weird. And I was like, what the hell is wrong with this guy? You know what I mean? Because I'm at a funeral. Like, I don't think that he's thinking about what I do for a living. Like, I'm just being my normal self. I'm being Christina. I'm living my human life. I'm paying my respects. I'm not even on that level of thinking. And he told my mother, like, I'm so afraid of her. And my mom's like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, she didn't even think of it. And he was like, well, because of what she does for a living. And then my mom came up to me and she's like, he's afraid of you. Like, he doesn't want to go near you. He's afraid of you. So he's afraid that you're going to know something about him. So I shouldn't have done this, Oliver. But I did. I walked up to him and I said, I know what you did with your cousin. And that's gross. Shame on you. And I walked away. And he literally walked out and laughed. Because there really was a story behind that. It just came to my head. Like, this is what you should say to him. It was obviously a psychic hit.
Well, you're very good at those.
All right. So my mother's like, what the hell did you do to him? He turned white and walked out of the room. So I told my mom what I said to him. And she was like, oh, God, Christina. Yeah, no, that's not good. That actually did happen. Yeah, I just was like, I don't know. I just I see that. I don't know if that's mean or whatever it is, but I just think it's funny to toy with people who act so cagey around you and so silly.
Well, this is like one of those things where I would say, is it mean or is it?
It was funny.
It is funny, and people ask for it. You know, somebody that I met said, "Yo, you're going to be psychic." You know, so am I going to die? I said, sorry, but I hate to break it to you, but we all are.
Exactly. yeah, you are gonna die. And then they look at you and it's like, and don't you realize, like, all of us are gonna die? No, it's so funny. It really is funny. Like, I, you know, listen, and I have to say, I've done that more than once in my life, but I don't know. I just think people just get very strange around. I don't know. I get, you know what, for us, it's so normal. Like, I have so many friends that are in this business, and, you know, it's just so everyday normal for us that we don't really, we just, like, how do you not know that this is part of life? That there is these unseen forces and there are these different dimensions. Like, we live in that so much that we find it to be normal, but we have to realize that there are a lot of people who don't.
They don't, you know, like, it's scary. I've had a couple, like, incidents, you know, like, lately, you know, like, I've been to my friend Shane's house, you know, and him and his roommate, and they were walking around frantic. They couldn't find the remote control. They couldn't find the remote. I said, it's on the table over there to the right. And it was.
All right, so next time I lose my remote, I'm gonna call you.
Yeah, for some reason, you know. And then Howard on the weekend, he said, I can't find my glasses. I went and picked them up. They were here. And I lost my laundry
You're not
card.
attached to it. It's not
Well,
something you're attached to.
I lost my laundry card, right, down to the laundry room here. We have something, we have it's called Sparkle Express. That's so stupid. So you put money on and you put it in the machine. It's very nice, you know. It's not that expensive, like a dollar, you know, like for a wash. But anyway, those cards, my card is a little banged up because I washed it. It went through the Sparkle
It went
Express.
through the Sparkle Express.
It did. But anyway, I couldn't find it and it was gone. You know, I didn't worry about it. I said to Howard, is it in my long laundry basket in my very, very rainbow collared pants? You know, it's in the pocket there. But I was in a hurry and then I had to do laundry here. I think it was yesterday. And I took them out. Yeah, there the card was. But it's just like another, yeah.
I love it. I love it. I have this trick that I teach to my clients. So, want me to share it with the listening audience? I have a
Yeah,
trick.
of course, of
I have a
course.
trick for when you lose things. I use this for myself and I use it for my clients. It works brilliantly. I think that when things are lost or we proclaim that things are lost, the universe is just answering our it's just listening to what we're saying. Oh, I guess she wants to lose that remote control because she keeps saying it's lost. So we're just going to keep it lost, you know? So I always, myself, when I lose something, I always bring myself into the present moment and say, nothing in the eyes of the universe is ever lost. It's not lost.
Exactly,
And then it
exactly.
appears. So, and sometimes right in front of your face, right? I do this with clients all the time when they call me in a panic that they lost something. I'm like, nothing in the eyes of the universe is ever lost. You have to get out of the mode that it's lost. You have to come present in the moment and know that it's not lost. And while they're on the phone, you'll hear the phone drop. You'll hear them scream, oh my God, it's right here, Christina. I'm like, yeah, you're damn right it is.
It's been there all along. It was not lost.
Yeah. That's the way that I find lost things. I don't all of a sudden get a hit about where it is. Once in a while that'll happen, but that's pretty neat.
Well, you know that movie, well, it's not, it was based on the book by Isabella Allende, The House of Spirits, where Meryl Streep, she was hired to play an 18-year-old. I don't know, there's, I think something to that degree. She didn't, well, anyway. But she played the psychic, right? Because it's the
I've
House of
never seen
Spirits.
it.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Oh, okay. So anyway,
Gonna send me a link.
Isabella Allende. Oh God, where's she from? Argentina?
I would
Anyway, it
love to
doesn't.
see that movie.
Yeah, and so the this woman is psychic. I mean, she's very good. And a child gets lost, and her
Oh
husband
gosh.
got, and the, her husband, of course, doesn't believe in it. And he says to her, "Well, you're supposed to know these things. Where's the child?" And she said, "I can't find anything that doesn't want. I can't find anything that doesn't want to be found."
Wow,
I think
that's intense.
that is intense.
That's really intense. And you know, I've said that I've gotten those hits on clients when there are things that they just can't find, no matter how much they try to come into the present moment, no matter how many psychics they get on the case, it just can't be found. And it's like I think that there is a rhyme or a reason why it can't be found, because there's, it's hard to explain in the moment, but later on you realize it, you know what I mean? And it's like, wow, you know?
Well, no, can you think about, well, think about this, even no matter how cruel the story might be, but let's just say karma has been carried out. There's nothing else to do here.
Yeah. No, it's true. And, you know, karma.
Oh, if it is karma, for whatever reason, or maybe it's a soul contract, or we could go on.
That's right. But it's true. And, you know, karma has such a bad rap, and it's like such a dirty word, right? In this industry.
That's why I like it.
Yes. Yeah. And I figures. So, but it's true. Like you say, I watch what I say to clients when I know that karma is involved in something. I can feel it very intensely. And I have to really always give a disclaimer about karma before I will disclose that information, because it's like people get so, everybody thinks karma, something karmic, is a punishment, and it's not.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not a punishment.
It's so not a punishment. It's not. But if people, they really walk around thinking it is a punishment, well, then they just don't do it.
No, it is not a punishment. When something is karmic, it's like we're always here on experiencing a life, or wherever we are experiencing a life, because the soul is advancing. And if you in a past experience of a lifetime, I mean, we're all experiencing lifetimes at once, but you know, that's too much of a head trip, right?
Yeah.
But if you come into this existence on this earth plane with something that is you need to experience the opposite of it, right?
Yeah.
A lot of us do that, right? We all do it. We're all experiencing the opposite of something from a past life, you know, the complete opposite. And it's not a punishment to say it's an eye for an eye, but it's just that the soul wants to experience both ends of it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so it's not a punishment. It's just an experience. There's no right, wrong, good or bad. It's just an experience. And the soul doesn't have and possess an ego, where the soul doesn't see right, wrong, good or bad. The soul just sees experiences, and knowing that the soul is here to have those experiences to evolve. That's all that is. And we use our humanness and our egoic minds to try to figure things out, right? Well, I must have been a real bastard in a past life, you know?
No, but it's interesting what you're saying. You know, it really is, because like the soul is like an innocent child who sits there and stares at you, go, oh, that's what you like? Okay, yeah, I've got to get you more of it. Here, you want more of this? You know,
the soul,
so you can
only
have more.
Knows, yeah, the soul knows this infinite universal love. And that's where it comes from, you know, and we can, as humans, having this human experience, have the experience of that universal infinite love. We can experience that because we have souls that are lit, you know, within us, you know. But, you know, it's like, you know, everybody's trying to undo being human, right? Like, I want to get rid of my ego, or I don't want to, you know, do this, or I don't want to do that. I don't want to be human. That's not why we came here. We came here to be human and to fuck things up and to have messy love and amazing love and, you know, heartbreak and all that stuff.
And also remember, you know, if you chose to come here, you are the bravest person that ever existed.
Yes.
Because no one wants to come here.
No, it's a very difficult, it's a very unevolved planet. There are
can we just look at the world today?
We're very unevolved. We're like,
exactly. The Danish prime minister, you know, she said, but war is peace. I'm like, what? What?
Yeah,
she literally said that. I'm like, all right, well, okay, that's not what I was taught in school. And I grew up in Denmark.
Too many Xanax this morning.
Exactly. I'm like, what the hell are you on?
But, yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, for a long time I was guilty of this, was that I, you know, all the things that I deemed to be, or society, or, you know, just myself, because we're always our worst critics, right? What I deemed to be unattractive or not a good quality within myself, I would try so hard to not let that emerge. But
Yeah.
it's so interesting because within the evolution of my spirituality, I have learned quite the opposite, that it is to embrace all of that. You know, like I always say to people, like, there's nothing that you can say to me that would hurt my feelings, because I've moved into this space where I own all of my things that I might have deemed in the past as idiosyncrasies or darkness, or it's all on the table. I've owned it, you know? I remember years ago, I used to always think I would never get out from underneath having this like really flippant temper, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm a double fire sign, Sag Moon, Sag Rising.
Yeah,
Plus, I'm an
that's.
Aquarian sun, right? And I also have Aries in Mars. So that's like a Aries in Mars is like,
Jesus.
I mean, they're brave people, but they also have really crazy tempers, right? And I always thought, like, I have to push that down, push it down. But until I owned it, it never left me until I owned it and loved it. And I was like, you know, I love that part of me because people won't fuck with me. You know, if somebody messes with me, that part of me emerges and is able to protect myself. And I looked at all the beauty in that in myself. And once I owned it, I didn't have to try to control it anymore. It dissipated. And that's what people don't really get. That's called shadow work.
Yeah.
You know,
No,
it
but it's for me, what you're saying is what I'm hearing is that, you know, we're so conditioned to what we should be and what we should not be and this and
Yeah,
that.
rejecting parts of ourselves.
So we reject parts of ourselves, but it's almost like I know there's certain things that are really hard to get in like a whole idea about, especially if you have, you know, a tumor or whatever. I don't know, we'll go down that road, but it's like
Yeah.
but it's a conversation with yourself, asking yourself, why have I invited you into my body, or why have I invited this in? But that's now we've really taken it far, but with your situation
No,
is.
it's a big question, and I completely understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
I really do.
but for you, you know, finally to say, well, you know what, I am who I am. I'm gonna love it.
You do. If you do, until you love the darkness within yourself, it will always be a thorn in your side, you
We
know?
all, we as you said, we all. Well, I don't think I've ever met a person who doesn't have darkness inside of them.
No, it's impossible. It's part of the
But
human
it's also,
condition.
but it's also because we have turned darkness into almost like a curse word. It
Yeah,
doesn't
and
necessarily
we
have to
live,
be.
yeah.
It doesn't have to be.
Oliver, let me tell you something. I saw something on the internet the other day that it's not something I didn't know, but it just phrased it in a way that just gave me this, oh my gosh. And I posted it on Facebook. I might have put it on my story or something, and I'm going to paraphrase it because I don't remember exactly what it said. But it talked about how holding on to what somebody did to you in the past, your pain from the past, which we all do, it's part of the human condition, is equivalent to getting bit by a snake and then spending your life following around that snake asking, why did you bite me and give me poison? Instead of concentrating on healing from the poison.
That's very good. I love
And I
that.
saw that and I thought, holy shit, that is just.
Like here I've been chasing a snake and I don't even like snakes.
Wanting to know why the snake bit
Yeah.
you know?
You know,
It's like you
isn't that
and.
funny? And it's funny, we never get, we might not ever get an answer.
But you just took the words from my mouth because it's like there are, like, I have people that have come to me. I've been doing this a long time, just as you've been doing this a long time. And I'm sure you've heard this over and over. And people will tend to come to me for shadow work, right? And wanting, like, they just can't let it go or rest because they want to know why this person did what they did to them. And that's exactly what that phrase was that I just said. It's and I try to explain to people all the time is that there are things in this universe that will remain a mystery, but you can't spend your lifetime chasing something that you will never get an answer to.
Also, because that is not the part that's going to heal you.
No, it's not. And I said, if an angel dropped out of the sky, I said this to a client once, I'll never forget it. It was a face-to-face meeting, you know, with a private client, and I She wanted to know why. And I said to her, if an angel dropped out of the sky right now and told you exactly why this person did this to you, do you really think you'd spontaneously heal? No, you would not. Because then you would go on a mission to know what is wrong with that person that they did that.
Yeah.
You
It's
know?
So it sounded like you put this idea in my head before when you were talking about this person who wanted you to prove what you can do. And you said, I don't give the fuck about it, whatever you said
I
to
give
her.
A flying shit, whether you believe it or not.
No, because the problem is that you can jump on your tongue and you can do, you know, cartwheels down Hollywood Boulevard. I don't know. But they still wouldn't believe.
Yeah, and I got no interest in it. I know years ago when I first started out, I might have answered them or did some cards with them or something. Or I think it has to do with just really moving into a space, and it takes years and years to get here.
It took me up until now for me, almost like within
did.
Those 2 or 3 years.
It did, and we've been in this game for a long time, guys.
Yeah.
We've been in this business for a long time. I know myself, it's been, I don't even know, 17, 16 years, something like that. And Oliver probably longer. It took me many, many years to be able to have that sense within myself where I don't know if I want to call it confidence. I guess I don't know what I want to call it, but I just have zero. There's no energy behind it where I would have to, I'm so unaffected by it. Like, I'm just like, you have every right to believe or not believe anything in this world. And I would not even waste your time trying to do that with you. You know, that's your prerogative. I don't have any interest in, proving myself to you. And people laugh when I tell them, what do you do for a living? Because sometimes they challenge you and give you a hard time. You know, oh, you're a chef. Well, I don't believe in your skills as a chef. So once you come to my house and cook for me, then I'll have a conversation around this. And they look at me and then they get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it's like I have nothing to, like, I finally,
nothing
I mean,
to prove.
I no, because I ran around and I was like, oh, what am I going to say now? So I stayed in the closet being, doing what I did. I'm so fucking tired of that closet, you know, and because I've been in it so many times. So I can tell you it's not nice.
I love it.
And it doesn't lead to Narnia, I can tell you that. And I just sorry.
And, Stop! I have to pee. You're gonna make me pee myself.
But I can tell you, you know, like I finally get to this place where I'm like, you know what? What the fuck? They're not gonna pay me money anyway. I mean, they're not gonna make a difference in my life. I mean, they're not gonna make me happy. They're not gonna suddenly
not
fly
me a check for $1 million.
Or fly me to the Fiji Islands, you know, or whatever. They're not.
Who cares?
So who cares?
You don't believe it? Oh, that's
and
so
I'm and I'm pretty sure the sun still's gonna rise tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not an arrogant thing. It's just like, I don't really care.
It really isn't arrogant.
Not.
I can see why people would perceive it like that, but it's not arrogant.
It's not.
It's just literally, you know, I finally got comfortable in this
you
t-shirt.
You come home to yourself.
Exactly. I'm comfortable in this pajamas I'm wearing or these shoes I just bought. I'm finally, oh my God, this chair is finally nice because I finally sat in it for way too long. Now it actually embrace me because I've been in it for so
it's
long.
It's true. I mean, like, I was sitting in a restaurant one time, this is going back quite a few years ago, and this woman, it was a crowded like Italian restaurant, very popular restaurant on Long Island, and this woman from across the room was like staring, and she came over to me and she was like, you're Christina LaFrance. And I was like, I guess I am. And she was like, oh my God. And she was like, you know, going on, and I'm just, you know, she recognized me. I don't know. She knew me from 12 radio. She saw my picture. She recognized me. And she was like astounded that like I wasn't going to like just roll out the red carpet and start reading her right then and there. You know, I thought, you know, I was like, I was so gracious, you know, I acted very gracious, and I was, you know, I gave her a hug and, you know, thank you so much. Or I don't even know, maybe she recognized me from when I used to do readings in the cafe in town. I don't remember how, it was such a long time ago, but I thought to myself, like, because she really was disappointed that I just didn't start reading her right there in the restaurant in front of everybody.
But see, like what people, I mean, this is very hard for people to understand because they don't take it seriously. And this is one of the reasons why you shouldn't do that, is because they don't give a shit anyway. I mean, you won't go up to a fucking lawyer, you know, and ask him like legal advice.
You're
like
eating dinner, but I need some legal advice right now.
Yeah. Or, you know, like go up to a dentist and say, you know, could you just, you know, I really have something here in my mouth, in my teeth. Can you fix it while you're sitting there eating your steak?
It's what we do for a living. But we actually do have normal human lives. We go out for ice cream, we eat dinner in restaurants, and we don't read people in the room. You know, like people have these ideas that like we're tuned in, turned on 24/7. I'm not going to lie, when I'm in a crowded room, you know, sometimes I do retrieve information from people who are around me. I try to block it out. Sometimes I can't. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I have difficulties with that. But it's our careers, you know, and we love our careers, but, you know, we do love having that human experience as well.
Exactly. And it's like, as you said, you know, I can do that too, go into a room if I want to tune in, you know, and sometimes it's, you can do it, but at the same time, it's work.
Yes. And I don't think people realize that. And I think, they just don't know.
But seriously, I love what I do.
Me too.
But you know, when I go home, I do it when I'm home, but when I go out to a restaurant, I leave my work at home.
Yeah, no, I know. It's funny. I think because, you know, I tend to give people a break when it comes to this stuff because the fact that I do know that it's out of the ordinary what we do, and people tend to get excited and things like that. And I, you know, I give them the grace there for sure. You know, but it's like, you know, I David says to me all the time, like, I've learned so much from you. And I say, you know, I've learned so much from you too. And like, he just kind of looks at me puzzled, but I'm like, you have really taught me in this past year and a half, really how to live, you know, and because I think as intuitives and psychics and this world that we're wrapped up in, we get very intense about it and we live and breathe it a lot, right? Yeah. And it's like, I'm like, you don't even understand. Like you gave me that gift of like really just living in this, in my humanness more. You know what I mean? And like not everything had an explanation or a spiritual meaning or the universe. What is the universe trying to tell me? And, you know, what do the cards say? You know what I mean? So we could be guilty of that too, right? But I know I have been. But I, you know, I always say that to him, like, you've taught me so much. You've brought me back into my humanness so much. Thank you for that, you know.
I love that. And real, you know what? That's where we're going to have to end the show because we're done.
How is that possible?
Because it's you and I.
I love doing shows with you. It's always so fun.
Well, because you know what? We yak and yak and yak. But you know what? It's a beautiful note to end the show on. That was beautiful.
It is. Yeah. And thank you. I always feel honored to be part of your show. Thank you so much.
Oh, it was so good to have you on. But what have you got going on? Where can people find you, Christina?
Well, I don't have a ton going on right now. I stepped back from my radio show. I put it on pause for a little while. And it wasn't for no particular reason other than I just needed to step back, and I can't explain why, but I just did. So you could check out my archives on 12radio.com. The archives are still up there, and I definitely will be coming back to radio. I'm not sure when, but you can find me daily on 12listen.com. I'm always there to take your calls.
Yep. Beautiful. Anyway, thank you so much for coming and saying hi. This is always I don't know what to say. So guys out there, go check out Christina over at 12listen. And thank you. And I just want to let everyone know that, of course, you can also find me over at 12listen and all the things I'm doing on TikTok, Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. And next, Raven's coming up next, right after me. And next Wednesday, we're doing a, what is that Irish thing called? Saint Green Beer's Day. What's it called? St. Thomas Day? No,
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day, yeah. So we're doing a special. Fuck, man, this is because I'm Danish. I'm not Irish, right?
I'm Irish.
That's why you're new. So that's what we're doing next. That's what we're doing next week. We're having a special. So a lot of green beer is going to be flowing, and the little goblins are going to be walking around, and we are going to try to see if we can find the pot at the end of the rainbow. So you guys, you got to have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful night the rest of the night. Enjoy Raven. And when you get to the weekend, just make sure that you hug everyone that you love. Well, try and hug those you don't love too, because that's a little bit more of a
Yeah, they
challenge.
need it
So
even more.
they need it even more. We'll talk to you soon. Well, we see you soon. Ella, we won't see you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. This is 12radio.com, and you're listening to Oliver, a guide so intuitive, he receives lightworkers' compensation.